Item 14, public comments. Is there anyone here who would like to make a public comment?
Yes,
sir.
The public oyster tong season closes the end of April. And in the closure, it says that the commissioner could extend it until the end of June. I'm here to ask for the watermen that are shaft tonguing down James River for the season to be extended until the end of June. It's in one of these papers I got here. But as it stands now, the oyster season will close up the end of this of April the 30th. And it's a fair amount of oystermen down there that are still oystering that would end up going crabbing if the season is closed. And I think that that would help us with breaking down the crab situation and giving watermen opportunity to keep oystering and making a living for a couple more months. And
that's your request. We thank you. Did I hear from staff on that?
I would want to comment specifically on that proposal with Dr. Wesson not being here, but to comment generally that, you know, it was a recommendation of the Blue Ribbon Panel that the seasons statewide be set once a year in September, and that we not come back periodically and make adjustments to those. That was a general recommendation. We tried to stick to that, you know, since the Blue Ribbon Panel met. But beyond that, I really wouldn't want to comment.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if I can just follow up on that, I'm all for getting a handle on the crab situation, but I think that was a pretty clear consensus position following a very long and thorough review of the situation that we avoid piecemeal or incremental modifications to the length of the season. So.
Thank you. Any other comments from the public? Yes, sir.
A letter that I want to hand out.
If you bring it up here to me. Thank you.
Go ahead. My name is Tom McDermott. Last month, my homeowners association came here to protest a permit request by the city of Hampton to put a pier down at Buck Grove Beach. No one in the association is against the pier. What we simply asked was that they relocate it a little bit to the north. Basically repairing an issue. The city of Hampton has a safety zone that they require under ordinance. It's basically 300 feet. The location for the pier was going to be 155 feet from our association's property line. Therefore, they encroach upon 145 feet of our waterfront. We brought that up, and members of the commission questioned the city as to what their intentions were. And I believe if you look at the minutes that you approved today, you'll see that a representative of the deputy city attorney, I believe, told the commission that they would accommodate our association in any way possible, any way required to ensure that they didn't encroach on our property rights. What they intended to do was to change the safety ordinance to 100 feet from the existing 300 foot. That went before city council on May 12th. City Council, citing safety as a concern, voted unanimously to reject that and to leave the existing ordinance in effect. Safety was the biggest thing there. Boats, fishing piers really don't mix too well, as I'm sure you all know. Anybody that's cast a rod off of a line off of a fishing pier realizes you can go a little bit further than 100 feet with 5 ounces of lead. The city said they couldn't move the pier because of parking. The city of Hampton owns 4,000 feet of beachfront there, and they have to locate the parking lot 15 feet from one of our neighbor's bedroom windows. We brought some, I don't know if you all recall, but we brought some presentation slides that showed that, you know, there was plenty of areas that this could be moved. Their concern was that parking, that somebody would have to go 50 to 100 feet to walk out to a 709-foot-long pier. And anyway, in any event, the net effect of the permitting process now makes it a Class 1 misdemeanor for me to launch a boat or a kayak or a boogie board or whatever. We can't use our water as a result of the permit being issued. You know, the city basically testified, and I think if you look at the minutes, they said they were going to change the ordinance. They basically, I believe that no one on this commission would have knowingly issued a permit if they knew that it would violate our riparian rights to such an extent. It's now illegal for me to hop in a kayak and go out on the waterfront where I live in my own backyard. You know, in essence, I went from having a waterfront home to having a water view home. You know, I don't know exactly what the city or what the commission can do, but most of the people in my neighborhood bought there after that pier was long gone. So this is, you know, the city presented this as a case of the homes coming to the pier, but in fact, the pier is coming to us, and it's a different owner. It's not Kerwin Abbott that once owned that pier. And, it, you know, that pier was put there as a commercial pier for fishermen to bring their catches in, and it was later converted to a fishing pier for recreational anglers. I grew up fishing there. I'm not against the pier. When it's put back, I'll fish off the pier. But at the same time, I think that we have the right to use our waterfront property. And being that this body issued that permit based on the representation of the deputy city attorney that they were going to accommodate us, I'm just looking for some help because they've gone against what they told you. I mean, look at the meetings of your last meeting. I mean, look at the minutes of your last meeting. You'll see that that's what they said. And I believe that that's what you all based your decision to give them the permit.
Thank you for your comments.
Mr. Chairman?
Uh-huh.
Just follow up. It was my recollection that the city attorney from Hampton did make clear the fact that they would accommodate the riparian activities of the adjacent property owner. I think that's clearly in the record. So I just wonder what council's advice might be, whether we could send a letter to the Hampton city attorneys requesting a clarification.
I think the city attorney may have said something like that. But it's a general principle of law that you can't bind a legislature or an agency ahead of time. And if you all weren't aware of that, then I'm sorry, but that's the way it is. And this gentleman's legal remedy is against the city. The city is cutting off his riparian rights and is the taking. He may be entitled to just compensation under the Constitution, but that's for a court to decide. Your decision has been made.
Thank you.
So if we've made a decision based on consideration and they go back on that consideration. Now, I don't know that we made it a requirement of the permit.
You certainly did not. And I don't recall that anybody that had the authority to bind the city said that the city was.
So we couldn't have made it a requirement of the permit.
Conceivably, you could have.
Carl, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. Did you say you could or could not have?
Conceivably, you could have. If you want the city, if you want to build this permit, you need to reduce the. Come back to us after you've satisfied the zoning issues with an open citizen.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Huh? Our only issue during that, I don't want to hold you up, but during the permit process, our protest was based on a riparian issue, and I believe it was you that brought it up, or I think it may have been Mr. Fox. But, you know, the city basically addressed that, and I believe that's what your decision was based on. And I don't know about the legality of binding or not binding, but it certainly was not up front on their part.
There were a number of factors that the city brought forward that were taken into consideration by the commission. Unless the commission made certain findings of fact, which I don't recall that you did, I can't say that this decision was based on that particular representation.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. Any other public comments? Okay. We go there into item 17, our...